Now, this week is Tisha B'Av. This week, Shabbos, it's Parshas Nachmo. And the Seder HaKriyas HaTorah is that Shabbos Nachmo is always Parshas V'Eschanan. And Parshas V'Eschanan has many of the fundamental yesodos of the Torah, and it comes right after comes together with Nachmu after Tisha B'Av. And there are many reasons for this. If you take a look, in the Parsha, and in the Haftorah. Torah, Haftorah is Nachmu, Nachmu Ami, Yomar Elokeichem. And what is the double Nachmu? It's something that many, many people seem to forget. The double Nachmu, the Medrash says, Nachmuhu Elyonim, Nachmuhu Tachtonim. There's a Nachama of Elyonim, Nachama of Tachtonim. That means, Nachama Elyonim means, HaGadosh Baruch Hu sees that Klal Yisrael on a specific Madrega, HaGadosh Baruch Hu sees that Klal Yisrael is Roy. What does Nechama mean? Nechama applied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Vaynachem Hashem. Ben Odo V'Yisnachem. Nachem means change. Change of a midah, change of a direction. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us on a certain level with certain midos. The last nevuah that was given to Klal Yisrael by Malachi was a nevuah that said, Shuva Elai v'Shuva Elecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you come back to me, I'll come back to you. And the Chomer Be'Elyonim is when we pick ourselves up and deserve Geula. Geula doesn't happen, Geula is deserved. The Rambam Paskins is a machlokas in the Gemara, where the Gemara talks about the coming of Mashiach. And the Gemara says, coming of Mashiach will be the machlokas. Will Klal Yisrael first have to do tshuva, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula even without tshuva? The Rambam Paskins and Yisrael Negolim Ela B'tshuva. I don't know anyone who disagrees with that. So then the Gemara asks the question, what'll be a chas v'sholem? Chas v'sholem, Klal Yisrael doesn't do tshuva. Does that mean the Gula won't happen? And says, El mamed aleim melchoshe kohomen. What about korchachem olsen tshuva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a matziv in Klal Yisrael that's so bad that Klal Yisrael will reach a matzav would they say, ain't going to lead Shoina or Avinash HaVashamayim. We have nothing but to rely on but Avinash HaVashamayim. And then they'll turn into tshuva. So, let's be Itach Hishana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't going to do that. We can do it on our own. So, Nachamu Hal Yonim, before there can be a Nechama B'Tachtonim, here down in this world, the Klal Yisrael will get in this world what is coming to it with the entire Bias HaGoel. First has been a Chom HaBelyon. People who want to bring Mashiach by all the different ways people try to bring Mashiach feel that Mashiach is here, Eretz Yisrael is here. forget Nachmu El Yonim Nachmu Tachtonim. Now, Parshas Nachmu comes after a very complex Parsha Eschanan. Eschanan begins first. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, under no circumstance will he get into Eretz Yisrael. V'atah Yisrael, Shema l'chukim al mishpatim. L'matichyu uvosim v'rishtim et ha'aretz. So, what does that mean, l'matichyu? L'matichyu means very, very simple. Eretz Yisrael is not a given. Eretz Yisrael is not a given. Eretz Yisrael has to be deserved. Keeping mitzvahs means we deserve Eretz Yisrael. And there is Pasuk in Tehillim. Vayitin lemaretz goyim nachlanu mirashu. L'manishmu shpotsovich chokosav yinsoro. He gave us Eretz Yisrael to be as a place to keep mitzvahs. That's why we have it. It's not a national homeland. It happens to be, but that's not the reason. It's not this. It's not that. It's not a way of fighting anti-Semitism. It's the place, the most ideal place where we can keep Torah mitzvahs and live a life on the highest metric. And then it tells us something else. Keep the mitzvahs. Lo sigla adovar, noshim etzavetzchem lo siglu menu. Don't add, don't subtract. Lishon etzvus Hashem elkecha asher noshim etzavetzchem. The two aspects to lo sigla lo siglu. Lo sigla lo siglu means, number one, Torah gave us certain chefzes of mitzvahs. I have four tatafas of tefillin. Don't improve on the Torah. I think there's a fifth one, which is very good. I think one of them bothers me. Interferes? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah to be observed exactly as the Torah is observed. You don't improve it. You don't change it. It is what it is. Torah is emes, v'yatziv, v'nochom, v'kayim, v'yoshom, ne'emah, v'ol, v'chov, v'nechom, v'noim, v'noim, adam, v'sukam, v'kubu, v'tov, v'yofa. Aleinu, for us and our children and for all generations. The same Torah. In an ever-changing world, there's only one thing that doesn't change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. Torah doesn't change because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, so don't improve it. It is what it is, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and this is the ideal way of functioning in this world. But there's another part of Lo Sosifu. Other part of so don't add extra mitzvahs. So Tziv asks the question. Don't add extra mitzvahs. So Sigmund will don't take away mitzvahs. He says, wait a second. Who's the Torah talking to? Torah is talking to someone who believes in the Torah. I'm going to take away. The Torah gave me 613, 612. That means I decided I'm eliminating Shabbos. What do you mean? If you believe in the Torah, how do you eliminate Shabbos? So Netziv says a very deep idea. Purpose of mitzvahs avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Purpose of mitzvahs avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes a person will say, you know, this mitzvah gets in the way of my observing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I could observe HaKadosh Baruch Hu much better if I did it differently. No. Every Jew has 613 mitzvahs, whether it's Moshe Rabbeinu, the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Akiva, or every one of us here. And our task is worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with 613, not 612, not 614, with 613. Whether it fits you or it doesn't fit you, you make it fit you. This is the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, with that in mind, that's the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Don't add, don't change. This is the Torah. Don't improve it. Don't add. It's 613 mitzvahs. The way you see it is the way it is. Now, in Yechem HaRos, why did he have to bring in Baal Por? The answer is as follows. And that is that there are a lot of things that attract people, a lot of attractive ideas. Those hasuru achri levavchem v'achrei neichem asher atem zonim achrei. One is having all sorts of ideas that are contradictory to the Torah's ideas. And the other is all sorts of taivas that are contradictory to the way the Torah says you should live your life. And the two go hand in hand. Why do people come up with all these crazy ideas? Come up with all these crazy ideas that have to justify lifestyles against the Torah. And may be very difficult at times. You may think it's impossible. How am I going to stand up to everything? And the answer is, V'atem hadvekim b'shem elokeichem chayim kol chamayim. When Klal Yisrael were there, and they settled down, looking at the Yarden, about to cross the Yarden to Eretz Yisrael, everything is there. Everything's set up for them. They've conquered Sichon v'Og. They've taken tremendous wealth. So along comes Bilam and says, okay, all the armies in the world won't do it. All the Klolos in the world won't do it. There's only thing, one thing's going to beat Klal Yisrael. That's 24,000 pretty girls. That's it. And then you come up with ideas to justify it. All sorts of ideas to justify it. And you end up with the most disgusting Avodah Zarah that could be. But never forget that lesson. No matter what the taiva is, no matter what the justification is, Atem hadvekim b'shem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. The only thing that lasts, has any permanence in this world, is to be dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say, Atem hamaminim, Atem habez. Hadvekim, uvo sidbok. What does it mean? Attach yourself. Dovuk means you glue to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that can separate you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atem hadvekim b'shem elokeichem chayim kol chamayim. That's what you learn from Baal Por. Because unless you glue to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all those taivas and all those crazy ideas and all the shtus v'hevel you're going to hear out there, it's going to pull you away. The moment there's a crack, there's a way to move into that crack. V'atem hadveikim b'shem elokeichem chayim kol chamayim. Then, Pasuk says, now, you're coming into a different world now. You're in the Midbar. Spent 40 years in the Midbar learning Torah. You're confronting all sorts of people, all sorts of nations. Not just going to be what it is here, bang, bang, take care of Sichon and Og. No. You're going to interact with people, interact with nations. You're going to be a regular group of people. U'shmartem v'asisem. Ki chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. What happened to Klal Yisrael? At the time of the Haskalah, they lived in ghettos. They were not confronted by other nations and other cultures. But when they opened up the ghettos, Klal Yisrael could interact. They said, ooh, there's a whole world out there. There's philosophy, there's poetry, there's music, all things, all wonderful ideas. So what's it? Ushmartem v'asisem. And when you see all those wonderful ideas, and there are all sorts of mitzvahs that get in your way. So, ushmartem, take very care. Asisem, do it. And when you get overwhelmed by those ideas, it's not the idea of Baal Pa'or, which was to justify snus. It's the ideas that make Klal Yisrael have their inferiority complex when they confront all the nations of the world, all such fantastic ideas. When you confront all the nations of the world, realize there's no chachma like that. Sheyomru, rak am chacham v'novon hagoy hagodol hazeh. What does it say? Ki mi goy hagodol, ashelo elokim krovim elov, kashem elokeinu v'chol koreinu elov, mi goy hagodol, ashelo chukim mishpotim tzadikim v'chol hatorah, nosim lefnechem hayom. Now that's a very strange order of the psukim. Means you confront other nations. When you confront other nations, understand that your Torah has greater wisdom than all of this. A few years ago, I put a tremendous amount of effort into writing a book. For many, as I wrote in the introduction, for many years, I thought, should I write it? I didn't have the time. I'm busy. Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, taking care of Bachrim, I'm worried, learning Rabbi Kivegi, Rabbi Ksos, Nasivis, Rabbi Chaim, Rashba, Ramban. To sit down and talk a book was an incredible amount of time and effort. What was the purpose of the book? Because all these people got in front, oh, there's a scientist who says this. Oh, there's a philosopher who says this. This. I said, wait a second. There's a Torah who says something else. Understand the depth of Torah. Understand the chokhmah of Torah. Understand why Torah keeps going and there's nothing new in this world. But really the order of the psukim should have been different. The order of psukim should be kihi chachmatzchem uvinatzchem l'enei ho'amim. And it should say, and then it should say, that's the order it should have been. But somehow the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chokhmoso amaruba, said differently. No. When a person confronts all of those cultures, German culture, the Jews in Germany, Russian culture, the Jews in Russia, Polish culture, the Jews in Poland, wherever it is, and you want to know, how do I really know the Torah is the biggest chachma? Maybe they are the Tzar. Maybe these philosophers have the answer. How do you know? So it says, "Umigoy gadol shalokim krovim elenu Hashem elochenu chol koreinu elav." You take a look at the Rambam. At the end of the Mizrach Kotan, he has in the introduction to Mishneh Torah. When he quotes the list of mitzvahs, it's Chanukah and Purim. Why do we celebrate them? We celebrate them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is carved to save us if we daven right. Kashem Elokeinu, and he quotes his pasuk, Kimi Goy Godo. He says, if I wanted to know and sit down, just imagine the Rashba was fighting an unbelievable battle in Spain against all this Greek philosophy. Rishonim were fighting all the disputes with the Catholic Church to prove Catholicism right. Where's Greek philosophy today? At least when I went to university, they used to study it. Now they don't even study it anymore. There's no Plato, there's no Aristotle. What are they busy studying? Gender studies, ethnic studies, black philosophy. That's all they're busy studying today. Where is it? Where did it go? The Catholic Church is powerful. Where did it go? And only one people and one Torah has survived for 3,500 years. And that Torah that survived for 3,500 years is an unbelievable Torah. It survived Avodah Zarah's. It survived all the Persian philosophy of the God of all the God of the good and God of the bad, God of the light, and God of the dark. It survived everything. It survived Greek philosophy, all the shtus v'hevel out in the world. And Klal Yisrael survived. And there's a haftocha. Ki lo tishochach mipi zaro. His brother says, I promise you one thing. You won't forget the Torah. So when I sat down today to learn, and Rabbi Kiva says this, and Rabbi Tarfon says this, I'm trying to understand the machlokes from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri today. Very hard machlokes from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So I'm thinking, I thought to myself, when did they live? 1,815 years ago. And it keeps going. Klal Yisrael keeps going. And all the people, before you want to get impressed by all the nations of the world, and before you want to be impressed by everything that they have to tell you, stay one back. Says the Rambam that there can be a Haman, there can be an Antiochus, there can be a Titus HaRosha, there can be Nebuchadnezzar, there can be Thomas Torquemada in the Spanish Inquisition. There can be Khmelnytsky in 1648. There can be Adolf Hitler. But we keep going. The moment we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to save us. It's Koach HaTefillah. And that's when you get impressed with them, realize in 200 years from now, they'll be as out of style as what was in style 200 years ago. It's out of style. It doesn't last. The Torah is emes v'yatzi v'nochom v'olenu v'abaneinu v'alkol doro zeri sol. Once you get shocked and you realize, don't get so impressed. Don't get so impressed. So then what do you see? U'migoy godo shalochukim yishpotim tzadikim. The Torah gives us a way of life. And that way of life is an unbelievable way of life. It gives us a stable way of life in all the crazy situations and stupidities of the world today. Right now, we see the absolute collapse of Western culture. What's happening in the United States is the absolute collapse of West of Germany under Hitler. There was a collapse of German culture. German culture ended up in an Adolf Hitler. What is liberal American culture ending up with? A total collapse. It's happening in Portland, Oregon. What happened in Seattle, Washington? What's happening in Louisville, Kentucky? Absolute anarchy. Because all those wonderful ideas, I remember 50 years ago, I was in university, 60 years ago in university, these ideas are terrible, but these ideas, when it plays itself out, it doesn't work. The Torah is MS for Yatsim and Nochum, the Kain, the Yorsham, and Nem, and all the Chov, and Nechum, and Noim, and Noim, and Adam, and Kula, Tova, Yofa. Torah is the only thing that works. Torah is the only thing that gives us a stable way of life. Maybe problems, maybe hardships. Not everyone takes Torah serious. And that is the Seir HaPsukim. So how do we begin? How do we begin the parsha that's going to end up Nachamu Elyonim, Nachamu Tachton? Klal Yisrael, you're in Golas. Klal Yisrael in Golas, you're going to be exposed to everything in the world. Every shtus v'hevel, every piece of nonsense that exists. And every wild idea, and every taiva. What do you remember? V'atem advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kolchem. Who survives? Who survives? They survive. The others just wither away. They don't survive. And then, but the Torah is the Torah. Don't add it. Don't change it. Take it the way it is. And this is the greatest chachma that exists in the world. And in case you're going to be overwhelmed by all the other chachmas in this world, before you even evaluate what Torah is about, just to psychologically balance yourself, just look at Jewish history. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been there for us through every sorrow that we've had to survive. Whether it's Nebuchadnezzar, whether it's Haman, whether it's Titus of Russia, whether it's Antiochus, we always survived. And not only did we survive as a nation, Kilosi Shochach Mipizaro. The Torah survives. Limud HaTorah survives. That's the only thing that stays. And it's a medrash. Nachamu Elyonim, Nachamuhu Tachtonim. Nechama Elyonim. What is the ultimate Nechama Elyonim? Maritz Hashem Sohu V'ohu. Sohu Zemada. It's Bavu Mada. Choshech, that's Yavon. Pnei Sohom, the Edom. That's the colors of Christianity. And the Medrash says that when Yaakov Avinu was dreaming of the Malachim going up and up, and he saw Malchus Edom going up and up and up, and it's never going to stop. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to stop. He says, no, no matter how Edom comes, he's going to bring it up. And in our lifetime, we see the absolute collapse of the Christian church, of the Catholic church, and all of Western culture. Ruach Elokim, says the Medrash, says Ruach Mashiach, al pnei amoyim, sulim et ha-Torah. When a person wants to understand how to balance himself out in this crazy, insane world, there's only one balance in this insane, crazy world. You know what that is? The one balance in this insane and crazy world is Limud HaTorah. And that is what produces, the Medrash says, Ruach Elokim, Ruach Mashiach, Rachev Zalpnei Amoyim, Limud HaTorah, Vayom Elokim Yior, Zorosh HaMashiach. It's the mass amount of Limud HaTorah that produces Bias HaGoel. It's not, as I said last week, the nutcases who try to bring a goat onto Harabias and Shechter. It's not all these people we just discovered Tchelis because you need it for the Big Day Kahuna. None of that. It's understanding Rabbi Kiva Eger, understanding Rosh Hashanah, understanding Rabbi Chaim, Exodus in the series, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's Ruach Elokim, Ruach Mashiach, Merchev Zopnei Amayim, Amayim al HaTorah. Vayomer Elokim, Yihior. Meitz Hashem, the Nechama Be'Elyonim will come through our ongoing Limud HaTorah. And just at the very end of a very, very, very difficult zman. Baruch Hashem, we are zeichu. This man, the entire yeshiva kept learning on Zoom till Rosh Chodesh. My shir is continuing to the end. It's very, very... To me, it meant a lot that the yeshiva continued. No other yeshiva continued in the degree that we did until the end. It is the learning of Torah we do in difficult times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting us to the test how much Limud HaTorah means to us. And we say, Ruach Elokim, Rachav Zapnei Amoyim. Amoyim is Torah, and that's the Orosh HaMashiach. Mi'etz Hashem, we should be Zoicha. Through our Limud HaTorah, our contribution to Bias HaGoel.